On Wednesday morning at 7:48 a.m., the Bryan Police Department responded to a major accident on Texas Avenue near Homestead Street, which is near the Taco Bell, just south of the police department in Bryan. And a motorcycle was in the center turn lane on Texas Avenue facing northbound, waiting to make a left-hand turn onto the side street. There was also a vehicle, a Jeep SUV, stopped at the stop sign there on Homestead, which was waiting to turn out left onto Texas Avenue and head northbound. Well, that vehicle left Homestead, made a left, and ended up driving over the motorcycle.
What's the disposition of the motorcycle operator and the driver of the SUV?
Well, the driver of the SUV was fine and cited for failure to yield right away from the stop sign. And the operator of the motorcycle did receive injuries from the accident and was transported to St. Joseph Hospital. He wasn't wearing a helmet, but he is going to be fine, and the injuries are non-life-threatening from what I understand.
And any sort of traffic backup?
Well, they did shut down the inside lanes while they cleared the scene. It didn't take them too long to clear the scene, but the outside lane stayed open on Texas Avenue north and south.
I guess the only other question I would have had, I don't know whether it would have made a difference or not, if the cycle had the headlights on, or if the driver of the SUV had any explanation for why they did what they did.
No, I didn't hear what that driver had to say about it. With motorcycle riders, we're always at a disadvantage when we're on the roadway. So anything you can do to make yourself more visible or wearing a helmet will always help. Because citizens who drive four-wheel vehicles don't always look for a motorcycle. And something we try to talk about on the radio from time to time is I challenge drivers to see how many motorcycles they can count in one day when they're out driving. And you'd be surprised at how many are out on the roadway. So as an operator of a vehicle with four wheels, you know, try to scan the roadway and look for motorcycles, because they're a lot smaller. They don't have bumpers. They fall over when they get hit, and the driver of the vehicle is prone to injuries a lot easier.
And while we're on the subject of two-wheeled vehicles, same thing would apply to bicyclists as well, wouldn't it?
That's right, yeah. Bicyclists have the right to ride in the roadway, Bill, as long as they're staying in the right-hand lane nearest the curb and they go with the flow of traffic. They're legally allowed to be on the roadways. So we have to kind of give them some room and treat them like a vehicle as well, so keep an eye out for those as well.